Okay, so in the next two lessons, we'll have a look at some advanced publishing options. And in the first one, I want to draw your attention to is the Chrome Web Store Publish API, which, as the name suggests, it provides a set of REST endpoints for you to programmatically create, update, and publish items to the Chrome Store. So personally, I've never used this. I've always just dragged and dropped my zip file onto the Web Store interface. But if you were doing something like nightly builds or some sort of continuous integration or continuous delivery, then I could see that Publish API could be useful for you to take packages and automatically update them. I'm not sure how it looks on the API when you get validation errors when fields are missing or not quite right. So as I said, I've only used the web UI for this myself, but let's have a quick look at what the API looks like, and I'll leave this link in the resources section below. Okay, so there is some initial setup to get this up and running. It uses OAuth, so you need to enable that and configure an OAuth consent screen, get some access keys, and then from there, you'll also get an access token, which will last for an hour, and then you use that token to call the API. So onto using the API, you need to have two-step verification on your Google account to publish or update an existing extension. Before you can publish a new item, you have to fill out the store listing and privacy practices tab in the developer dashboard. And then it's still going to go through the same review process as items uploaded to the web UI. But here's the simple API. You can upload a package by doing a post to this URL with your access token. So we can create a new item. We can update an existing store item. You can publish an existing item to public. You can publish an existing item to trusted testers, and you can check the upload status of a particular item as well. So the basic operations are to upload a new extension, update it, publish it, change the visibility to public, change the visibility to trusted testers, and to check the upload status for a particular extension. So that's the API. Feel free to explore that if you think that will be of use for you. And I'll see you in the next lesson, where we'll be talking about another advanced publishing option. All right, I'll see you in the next lesson.